The selection from the scriptures today happened before Palm Sunday, after the resurrection of Lazarus, taking place in the home of a man named Simon. We read from Mark 14, beginning at verse 3. Being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." So far the text. What are you willing to give up for the people you love the most? How much would you spend? How far would you travel? What sacrifices would you make for your spouse or parent, your child, or a very, very dear friend? We like to think that we would do almost anything for the people who are very close to us. Let's take it up a couple of notches and pose the same type of questions to Jesus. What would you give up? How much would you sacrifice for his sake? Today we can learn from the example of Mary, just as the Lord predicted would happen around the world, we can learn to apply the same truth that she understood. And that truth is this: Jesus really is worth that much. As I told you before reading the text, Mary, in this particular account, was the sister of Lazarus and Martha. What she did that day was quite puzzling, even frustrating to some of the disciples. They were angry with her when they said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." That amount of money back then was a year's worth of wages. In today's dollars, over 25,000, I suppose, depending on the occupation. How long did Mary have to save? Or what asset would she have had to sacrifice to make this purchase? Why would she pour it all away when people nearby were living in squalor? Why did Mary do it? Jesus had the answer. "Why do you trouble her?" he said in her defense. "She has done a good work for me. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial." Mary, let's remember, put a great deal of stock in the words of Jesus, not only at her home, when she sat at his feet and listened carefully to his teaching, but also at the grave of her brother. She knew what happened when Jesus spoke. When Jesus spoke, lepers like Simon became healthy. And dead men like Lazarus, her brother, were brought back to life. When Jesus spoke the gospel to her, her burden of sin was lifted away. She must have known the pending death of Christ and the great impact it would have. She added up the value of his life in exchange for hers, and she came to one conclusion. She would honor that incredible sacrifice by making her own sacrifice. To her way of thinking, her way of believing, Jesus was worth that much. How much is he worth to you and me? That's the lingering question, which you should not rush to answer. Let's take the time to add up the value with a focused, a growing awareness of who Jesus is and what he has done. Think of it. Though he lived a sinless life, he was willing to take full responsibility for all of your sins, though he did not have to do that. Though he deserved the full glory of God, he was willing to endure your shame and punishment and make it go away from you. He would go the distance for you, though it would mean the agony of hell on that Friday afternoon, that horrible death by crucifixion. He would do all of that so you would have, you personally would have a perfect record with God, a wonderful place in God's family, the hope of eternal life, all these priceless blessings that we claim by faith. Now, as you focus on that value, as you add up the cost, your faith has the right impulse. Your faith agrees with what Mary did and wants to act that way too. Your faith is looking for ways to thank Jesus and honor the sacrifice. But the flesh gets in the way, doesn't it? Our flesh makes excuses or agrees with the whiny disciples. Because of our flesh, we find ourselves settling for something less, maybe even the least we can do to honor Christ. And we understand, we agree how backwards, how unacceptable that is. However, as we rebound in repentance, we do realize again that Jesus is worth so much more than the least. We learn to give him better than that, even our best. It doesn't have to be what Mary did. We can look for other ways to show the same love and devotion, the same honor and appreciation. One place to start is right here, in a venue like this, where we are showered by God with all the blessings of his word. Those blessings sink in and lead us to respond with our thank you to Christ in the form of Christian worship. From here, we go out to other settings, other opportunities. With each one, we can ask the question, how can I honor Jesus at this moment with this part of my life? Remember the cross when you answer that. Keep Mary in mind as the good example. Seek God's help at every turn. He will lead you. He will open your eyes and your heart so that you recognize and respond to the reality that Jesus, your awesome Savior, really is worth that much. Amen. We close our worship today singing stanzas 1 and 2 and 6 and 7 of hymn 360, the first two and the last two stanzas of hymn 360.